Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me one second here. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus, most gracious and most heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we come on this morning, Father, with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father, confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, we come thanking you for bringing us through the midnight hours untouched, unharmed, Father. We thank you, Father God, for another day to rise and to shine and to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you the praise. Father, we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be, glory be, glory be. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. Father God, we come in a spirit of joy, faith, and obedience. God, we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father God, to come against us, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for squashing it. We thank you for blowing on the residue. We thank you, Father God, for commanding the day to be kind to us. We thank you for downloading, Father, a new set of your mercies. And we receive it, we embrace it, Father God, and we thank you for it. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Father, what you're doing, Father God. Thank you for how you're keeping us. You're bringing it all together. You're expanding us, Father God. It's all about you, Father, because it's in you we live and you we move, and it is in you that we have our being. Bless your name, Father, over and over and over and over and over and over again. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified. Father, your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Jesus Christ is Lord, and your word endures forever. You have an everlasting word because you are an everlasting God. And so we bless you even right now. So, Father, we commit all things into your hands. And we thank you, Father, for the faith to believe. And, Father God, we ask that that faith will be expanded as we move from faith to faith and as we move from glory to glory. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. We embrace his name. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our listening audience. Welcome back. Amen. Welcome in. Amen. Glory be to God. For those of you who are first-timers, second-timers, those who come every time, amen, glory be to God. Lottie-dottie, everybody, we greet you in Jesus' name. Welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host on this morning, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. And for one more day, one more day that God has blessed us, one more day that God has given us, one more day, one more day, one more day. Amen. And so we bless him right now. Glory be to God. If you're a first-time listener, amen, we want you to know that all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen, and just enjoy our services on the day, and please, please don't keep on coming on back. Amen. Well, we pray that everyone's excited. Amen. It's another day that God has given us. One more day to be used for him, by him. One more day to be effective in his kingdom. One more day. Amen. So that's really should be enough all by itself. And sometimes our days have challenges. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is faithful, and he will never abandon us. Amen. And he will always see us through it. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the living God. All right, this morning, amen, we have our dear Minister Erica, amen, who is with us on today. Amen. And she has come ready, amen, to give, to feed us this morning what the Lord has given unto her to share. And unless you are a first-timer with this ministry, then you do not know Erica. Everybody else does. So we don't want to take it for granted. Amen. And we don't want to do her any injustice. And so for those of you who do not know, she is definitely a minister, amen, an evangelist in the fivefold ministry. Amen. She loves the Lord, and she seeks him. Glory be to God. And she is a preacher. She is a teacher. Amen. She's an entrepreneur, and she just has a lot going on for herself. Amen. As we all do. Amen. But she is definitely one of those that uses them. Amen. Because sometimes we don't use our gifts. Amen. We all have gifts, but sometimes we use them, sometimes we don't. Amen. And so she has decided to use her gifts and taking a step of faith to do so. Because believe me, it takes faith. Amen. But God supplies the faith. And so we bless the Lord. It is she who is coming this morning to give us what thus saith the Lord to us on this hour. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others Minister Erica. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Minister Erica, and the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Bradford, a.k.a. Mom. Everybody on the call this morning, good morning. It is another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for the very first Thursday, May 20th of 2021. A day we have never seen before, and a day we won't see again. So let's be grateful for this day, amen, and take advantage of this day. It's a song that says, I got the J-O-Y joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. I got the J-O-Y joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. I got the P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. I got the P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace, peace in the Holy Ghost. We got the L-O-V-E, love, love in the Holy Ghost. We got the L-O-V-E, love, love in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your love. Don't let the devil steal your love. Don't let the devil steal your love. Love in the Holy Ghost. Say, I got the T-R-U-S-T, trust in the Holy Ghost. I got the T-R-S-U-T, trust in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your trust. Don't let the devil steal your trust. Don't let the devil steal your trust. Trust in the Holy Ghost. I got the P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. I got the P-E-A-C-E, peace in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your love. Don't let the devil steal your love. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Peace in the Holy Ghost. Trust in the Holy Ghost. Trust in the Holy Ghost. Faith in the Holy Ghost. Faith in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Lord, we come to say thank you. We say thank you for everything that has been said thus far, God. God bless your people as they may be laying down or sitting up. God bless the ground today. Bless the soil today. God, this is a word which you have given me, and I ask that it falls onto good ground, good soil, that they may take it, and it will be reaped in a plentiful harvest. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Amen, 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 amen. I don't really want to preach. I just want to send an encouraging word. I will be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 1. For those of you who are very familiar with Luke chapter 1, it starts with Zechariah and Elizabeth, who gave birth to John the Baptist. And I'm not going to read it verbatim. I'm just going to be skipping around just to give you an overview of the chapter. So Zechariah and Elizabeth were very old in age. Elizabeth was barren and could not have any children. Zechariah, an angel appeared unto the Lord, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Zechariah and says, your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. So Zechariah and Elizabeth were old in age. They had no children. An angel visited Zechariah, told Zechariah, I heard your prayers. Your wife will deliver. So as time goes on, Elizabeth is pregnant with John. Zechariah was not able to tell anybody about it until the proper time. And around this time, Mary was greeted by an angel, and the angel told Mary, don't be afraid. You are to be pregnant with Jesus. You shall bring forth a child, and his name shall be Emmanuel. So here we have Elizabeth, who was barren, who was conceived with John. Here we have Mary, who didn't know a man and was conceived by the Holy Spirit himself and was pregnant with Jesus. They're cousins. Elizabeth and Mary are cousins, in case you don't know. So Elizabeth, as she is pregnant with John, I'm sorry, Mary, as she is pregnant with Jesus, she goes down into the country, goes down into the town to go and to meet with her cousin Elizabeth and Zechariah. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in Elizabeth's womb was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed in the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. just for a few minutes, I want to let somebody know that the baby inside of you, the vision inside of you, the dream inside of you is about to leap for joy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The baby, the vision, the dream that you have been deferring, the dream you've been putting on hold, it's about to leap for joy. It's going to take a moment for you to give birth to it, because birth takes a minute. But you will know that the vision and the dream is on the way. You will know that it was given by God. You will get a rejuvenation and such a zeal again, because it's about to leap for joy. What's inside of you is about to leap for joy. Let's go back and look at this just one more time. Elizabeth and Zachariah were old in age, and Elizabeth was barren. She could not have any kids. Some of us, we feel that we've come to a point in life where we're just too old for something, where we're just too tapped out for any new or greater potential. Sometimes we just feel like we don't know what we should be doing. What am I supposed to be doing, God? I don't feel used. I don't feel new. I don't feel like I'm dreaming. I just feel barren. I mean, I'm okay. I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I just don't feel like you have anything special for me to do. But then Zachariah prayed, and God opened up Elizabeth's womb off of Zachariah's prayer. I don't know who has been praying for you, but maybe you have not been praying for yourself, or maybe you really don't know what you should be praying for, but somebody is praying for you. That's why the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Because sometimes we are really only getting by off of somebody else's prayer. So I don't know who has your name in their mouth and who has you on their mind, but somebody is uplifting you in prayer and holding you. Now, I'm a prayer warrior. I know how to pray. I know how to communicate with God for myself. But there is a feeling that I get when I know somebody is praying. Extra strength that's coming from all forces. And I said, wow, somebody must be praying for me. Somebody must be praying for me. And I'm letting you know right now that somebody is praying for you. I don't know who all is on this call. I don't know you name by name, but you can best believe that when I pray, and when I pray for my mother's prayer call, when I pray for her members, and when I pray for the participants, I'm praying for you. So if I'm praying, and if Pastor Bradford is praying, that's two right there. And if the other people on the line is praying for you, that's other prayers right there. So somebody is praying for you, and God is blessing you off of somebody else's prayer. Amen. So let's go on. Zachariah prays. Elizabeth, God hears Zachariah. Elizabeth's womb is open. And she has now conceived. The seed was ready, but she had to be ready to conceive. The seed was always John. She had to be ready to conceive it. The seed was always John. She had to be ready. The blessing has always been yours. You have to be ready. You have to be ready. And it's not just a matter of saying I'm ready, because if that's the case, then we all would be much further than we plan to be right now. If it only took a mouth confession to say, well, Erica, I'm ready, then we would be there. But that's not how it works.
It's not always saying I'm ready. You have to be ready within the womb of your spirit. You have to be ready within the womb of your spirit to receive what the Lord is trying to give you. You have to be ready. You have to be ready. You have to be ready. You have to, it takes a denying of self. You have to be ready to receive this blessing. Or do you just want an ordinary blessing? I don't want no ordinary blessing. I want the blessing that the Lord has for me. I want the seed of John. I want the promised seed. Does anybody want the promised seed? Because the promise is has always been mine. What the Lord said was for me has always been for me. I have to be ready. You have to be ready. We have to be ready. The seed was always John. It wasn't Mark. It wasn't Luke. It wasn't Matthew. It was John. The seed was always John. The blessing has always had your name on it. The promise has always had your name on it. You can't have what Sister Sue has. You can't have what Brother Larry has. Promise of what God has put your name on has always been yours. But are you ready? So let's go on. Elizabeth is now pregnant. She goes into seclusion because Zachariah can't speak of it to the proper time. The proper time, the proper time, the proper time. Oh, it's a time. It takes a proper time to deliver what God has given unto us. It's a proper time to share with what God has given unto us. The proper time. Elizabeth goes into seclusion. But here comes Mary. Innocent young woman. She's a virgin. Supposed to get married to Joseph. She's engaged to Joseph. Has not had any relations with a man. And here an angel comes and says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary, I don't know which is scarier. I don't know if it's scarier being Elizabeth or it's scarier being Mary. I don't know if it's scarier being a young woman who's downloaded with potential or if it's an older woman being downloaded with new potential. I think it's both equally the same if you ask me. That's why one needs the other. That's why the young needs the old and the old needs the young, because we all need each other. Here it is, Elizabeth, who's old in age, who was barren, who is now having a baby in her womb, and here it is, Mary, who is younger, who didn't even know what making a baby was all about, who is now being downloaded with newness inside of her. So they both are being filled with something new. One is a little bit older, one is a little younger, and they both are in the same predicament of what in the world you saying I'm pregnant. Elizabeth's like, I'm old in age. I'm old in age. What can I do with this promise, God? God, I'm old in age. What are you telling me to start a business? God, I'm old in age. What are you telling me to travel and to take my ministry abroad? God, I'm old in age. What you mean for me to start writing books and creating clothes and creating music? God, what do you mean? I'm too old to be dreaming like this. But then here comes Mary, a little bit younger, who's saying, God, I don't have no experience. I don't know what to do with this blessing, God. What am I supposed to do? Well, I don't have the wisdom for this, God. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I don't know a man. I don't know anybody who can help me carry this, God. So we have a younger woman and an older woman, both with the same predicament, just at two different stages in their lives. And Mary is carrying Jesus. Mary is carrying the Messiah. Mary is carrying the man whom we serve, Mary. The younger woman is carrying the promised one. And Mary goes down to see Elizabeth. The younger goes down to see the older woman. So Mary goes down to see her cousin Elizabeth for some strength, for some fellowship, for some relationship. Maybe my cousin Elizabeth can help me with what's going on here. So we got the younger woman going down to see the older woman, because the younger woman needs some help. The younger woman just needs to lay her head on someone's lap who she's comfortable with. Mary goes down to see Elizabeth. Glory be to God. So Mary goes down to see Elizabeth. All the while Mary is walking through the door, the baby inside of Elizabeth jumps. You see how that recycles, how that trickle effect. Mary goes down to see Elizabeth to get some strength and some fellowship. And as she's walking through the door, the older woman ends up getting joy and strength. You see how both bless each other, how one blesses another, how we all need one another to survive, how we all need one another to confide in, how we all need one another for fellowship and for rejuvenation and to get that zeal and to get that joy back. Both are filled with promises. Both are pregnant with destiny. John helps Jesus. Jesus helps John. And Mary needs Elizabeth, and Elizabeth needs Mary. And I come to tell you right now, I don't know which end of the spectrum you are on, but I come to say right now, whichever situation you're in, the baby inside of you has to rejoice. You should feel a jumping in your spirit right now. I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or 100s. There is something inside of you. God is saying there's more potential. There's more potential inside of you. I'm calling you for something greater. There's something greater inside of you, sister. There's something greater inside of you, brother. And what I'm doing right now is I'm going to bring a sister, Erica, on the phone that's pregnant with her baby to help spark the baby inside of you. That way the baby inside of you can help spark the baby inside of Erica, because we all need each other for this thing. I'm done. So once again, let me sing it for you. I got the J-O-Y joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. I got the J-O-Y joy like Elizabeth. I got the joy in the Holy Ghost. That's why I won't let the devil steal my joy. I won't let the devil steal my joy. I won't let the devil steal my joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, sing it. I got the J-O-Y joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. God gave this to me. J-O-Y joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. I will give birth. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Joy in the Holy. Link up with somebody. J-O, who can understand you? Joy in the Holy Ghost. You got the J-O-Y joy. Don't be afraid. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, my God. What a word, what a word, what a word. My God, Jesus, what a word. My God, Jesus, what a word. Amen, hallelujah. The baby inside of you is about to leap for joy. Hallelujah. You're not too old. You're not barren. Somebody is praying for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Elizabeth's womb wasn't opened until Zechariah prayed. Hallelujah. And the part that really blew me up, glory be to God, hallelujah, and she said the seed was always John. My God, Jesus, have mercy. But, amen, she had to be ready. Elizabeth had to be ready in the womb of her spirit. My God, Jesus, have mercy. My God, Jesus, have mercy. My God. Are you ready? Saints, are you ready? My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. Wow, I tell you, some word just paralyzed you for a minute. Wait, you just got to say, wait a minute, let me get my breath. Wait a minute. I'm moving on, saints. Let's just give me a minute here. Glory be to God. Amen. The seed was always John, but Elizabeth had to be ready within the womb of her spirit. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. Wow. Wow. God bless you, Erica. You got the pastor going. You got the pastor going. Wow. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You got the doctor going. Wow. Amen. We want to thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. We want to thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. That can bring that type of revelation. Amen. That type of revelation. And not only that, for us to catch it, for us to believe it, for us to receive it, for us to be ready in the fruit of our womb. Amen. Excellent job. Excellent job. Thank you, Minister Erica, and allowing God to use you as such on this morning. Amen. For a very, very, very timely word in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, Minister Erica, please, if you have any announcements that you would like to share with our listening audience, please, amen, do so at this time.
Blessings. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the word, God, that it will not return to us void, God. We bind the spirit of retaliation even right now. Good morning, everybody, once again. I have a lot going on. Glory be to God. I'm a minister. I am a designer. I do fashion. I do graphics. But I don't want to sell you on that. I would like for anybody that's wanting to start a business, if you want to start or if you have started, if you are in the Philadelphia area, Saturday, June 5th, please come out to the Business Booster and Brunch event. The tickets are $40. The event is going to be phenomenal. We have a financial speaker who's going to talk about credit and how to get the business started. We have another speaker that's coming out showing you how to brand your business and to use social media. And it's going to be a delicious brunch catered by Jordan's Culinary Creations. Or maybe you don't really know what you want to do about business yet, but you just want to be out and start mixing and mingling just a little bit, not a whole lot, just a little. You want to come out and fellowship and enjoy some good food and some good people. And that may spark something in you to want to start a business. Please come out. This is my business partner and I, first event. Saturday, June 5th, 11 to 3 p.m. in the Germantown area. If you would like more information, please reach out to me, or you can visit ericadenise.com. All of that information is on the website. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. I love you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. One thing about Terry, one of the speakers that is going to be featured at this event, I was introduced to her a little over a year ago. My credit score was not where a pastor's credit score would be. I would like to say I connected with this young lady. My credit score is up 200 points. I can get anything I want to get right now on credit if I desire to. They sending me cards and stuff in the mail. I'm sending back. Okay? My credit score went up 200 points, and Terry helped me to accomplish that, and it was less than 6 months. I think it was more like four, but it was less than 6 months. This girl know her stuff. Beloved, let me tell you something. Credit is everything. Credit is everything. Glory be to God. So you definitely, and she asked me when I first met her, she said, well, Pastor, what's your goal? What you trying to accomplish, you know, with your credit? You want to, you know, what you trying to get, a new car, a business, house? I said, all of that in this time. I said, mine's is just about integrity. I said, I want my credit score as high as it can go on integrity. I said, because, glory be to God, the next time I apply for credit, ain't nobody going to tell me no. They not going to tell me no based on my credit report. They might tell me no for another reason. But the next time I apply for credit, I don't want nobody to tell me no based on my credit report. Saints, my credit score went up 200 points. I only got a couple more points to go to be at the highest at the chart. All because of Terry. And Terry is going to be there at that event on June 5th. Glory be to God. Now, for a brunch and $40, okay, which is a tax write-off for a lot of you, and to meet some other business people, some people that's starting, some people that's already moving, some people that's already shaking, opportunity. Opportunity. Amen. So I want to put that out there. Amen. I want to put that out there. Amen. And you need some credit. And if your credit good, take it higher. And if your credit poor, shame on you, especially as a child of God. Shame on you. And it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't that difficult. Amen. And she walked me through that thing and helped me through that thing. And I'm telling you, I think it was 3 months. I have to check my records because I don't want to lie. But I know in less than 6 months for sure, my credit score was up 200 points. All right? And so we bless the Lord, and that event is taking place on June 5th. And you can go online and register today. Amen. Eric, I think I had some people that had asked me for the website. I told them, I sent them to www.ownitevents.com. What was
that? Is correct. www.ownit. Own it. Like we're owning our finances. Own it events with an s.com.
Yeah, own it. Yeah, O-W-N. Own it. Yes, amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you again, Minister Erica, for an awesome word. The baby inside of you is about to leap for joy. Amen. Amen. We're going to frame that one. We're going to frame that one in Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord. Let's see what's today. Today is another beautiful day. The Lord has made Thursday. We're going to be at the altar prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock. And then we'll be back again at 9 o'clock. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank all of you, amen, for your support last night to our Bible study. Amen. I'm still excited on that lesson that came forth last night. And this Friday night is our Friday night prayer. Amen. So we will be at the altar prayer at 10. On Friday, we will have our 12 o'clock prayer. And then we will be back at 10 p.m., amen, for our Friday night prayer that we have every other Friday. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. I believe that is it for today. That is it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. You can go straight. You can go to our website. Amen. Or you can go to our archives. If you missed this word that came forth today, this is one that you want to listen to. I think you want to listen to all of them because it's all of it is God's word. But glory be to God. If you're ready, within the womb of your spirit, just know that the seed has always been John. Amen. Your seed has always been the blessing. Oh, my God. Okay, Erica, let me stop. You about to take me somewhere. All right, saints, amen. Bless be the Lord. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, amen, with our ministry, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We pray that you enjoyed the service. Want you to know that we're here every morning at 6 a.m. Please come back. Amen. Keep on coming back every day, Monday through Saturdays, we're here, and on Sundays, we're back at 12 noon. Amen. Visit our archives, amen, and listen to some good word. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Amen. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. We love to hear from you. All of our information is there, telephone number, address. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to be a blessing to this ministry, to sow into this ministry, glory be to God. The soil of this ministry will bless you back. Amen. Glory be to God. And God will give a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. All right, all right, all right, all right. The Holy Spirit is asking me, Minister Erica, asking you if you would give us the benediction. And thank you again so much for serving.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power and the spirit and the love and the joy and the peace and the faith of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we just say thank you for this day. God, let us go forth in peace and safety, and let us return back and find all well. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and say thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. Amen. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. The baby inside of you is about to leap for joy, saints. Amen. That's something to rejoice about in Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Blessings.